Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Gaynor Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai, to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, plus being a mum to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. Hello and a very jolly Friday to you and welcome to today's episode. I hope you're all feeling really well and very much looking forward to the weekend. And I've got some really lovely plans and nice things to do and to spoil yourself. We're having sort of a chilled weekend because, again, it's still like the aftermath of the great storm. So a lot of the roads still aren't quite open. So we're sort of attempting to sort of lay low and we'll probably just go to the pool, I think. But last week, my furniture arrived, my office furniture for my fit out. And it didn't disappoint at all. It just looks absolutely gorgeous. And I had a lot of fun sort of playing with my accessories, putting my brass lamp up, putting my business cards into my little golden glass box that I've got, putting all my stationery in my drawer and in my little pots. Honestly, I was just so happy. But it was my intention to actually record my podcast from my Above the Clouds office. But the sound quality wasn't great. It was quite echoey. So I'm actually back at the breakfast bar. And we did treat ourselves to some new bar stools because our bar stools were all rather tatty. So although we haven't actually moved into our dream home yet until the end of the year, it's quite nice sometimes just to upgrade where you're living now. Because I think for a long time we've been waiting until we're living in our own house before we buy anything or upgrade anything. But it just felt quite nice just to replace some sort of more sort of old things around the house. And I actually did a shopping spree about, it was probably 4.5 years ago now, ready to move into our new house, which I thought would be the following year. And then all of those things have just sat in boxes like for years, getting all dusty. But I bought all like new teacups, just all sorts of things, table mats, like little jars to put your pasta in, new plates. At the time, I bought these pink plates that are in a heart shape, and I don't think that's me anymore, but I'm sure we'll use them for toast or something. But really sort of quirky but very pretty things. And I've got about 3 or 4 boxes of all this stuff. I think it was the next sale that I sort of hit big time and just bought a load of stuff. But we've actually started getting that stuff out of the box and using it around the house now. And it does make such a difference, you know, just putting out, you know, some plants and a bit of colour here and there, because our house is very white, you know, a lot of our furniture is white, and the settee is sort of an oatmeal-y colour. So just having these bits of colour here and there really do give the house a facelift. So we're rather enjoying it. Sorry, I'm having to keep stopping. My neighbours have got like an industrial-sized jet wash and they're jet washing the driveway. So apologies if you can hear that in the background, but I'm going to soldier on. So my office furniture just looks fab and I've got my Above the Clouds sign up on my desk as well. And it's so funny when you've actually got a dedicated office space, how productive it makes you and how you sort of sit there and you think, well, you know, I'm here at my desk, so it's time to do some work. And it really, really helps your mindset and you can get a lot done. So I did get a lot done over the weekend. I was sort of squirreling away as usual. Feeling really, really good about it. So to celebrate on Friday, we actually popped to the pub just a short walk away from here. Just had a glass of bubbles and it was a lovely afternoon. So just went and had a celebratory drink just to celebrate the opening of my studio and my office. So very happy. And then last weekend, we just went to the pool then on Saturday afternoon because the weather, I say, after the aftermath of the apocalypse has been lovely. So, just sitting on the sunbed, swimming a bit with Oscar and, just catching up with my reading. So spent a good few hours there and it was bliss. Loved it. So in today's episode, seeing as though I go on about it all the time, I thought we could sort of delve into how you feel about your personal style and your wardrobe and how you feel when you're getting dressed every day. because this is very much my speciality and is my passion. And to basically make sure that all women and men feel really good in what they put on every day, because I think we hugely underestimate the power of clothing and what it can do for us. So I'm going to be going into that in a bit of detail today in some of these points. But to start off with, you may want to pause this and actually go and stand in front of your wardrobe whilst you listen, because it's going to be a bit of a practical lesson. And I thought, you know, that this would sort of give you an insight into to sort of how, you know, how your clothing and your style can really, really help. And hopefully I'll be able to give you a few pointers and a few tips with that. So if you're now standing in front of your wardrobe, or if you just want to make a few notes while you're having a cup of tea, that is also fine. But yeah, I just thought we'd have a bit of fun playing in our wardrobes today. But to start off with, I would like you to take out three things from your wardrobe that you really, really love and that you feel really confident in. So those could be three outfits. So maybe a top and trousers that are super flattering, or it could be a dress that you absolutely love, or even just something that people have complimented you on, you know, when you have worn it in the past, and that's made you feel good. But if you take those items out, you know, have a moment to think about it, and then either lay them out on your bed or hang them up so that you can clearly see them. And if you just take some time to sort of examine what you've actually pulled out and what you've decided on, because what we're doing is exploring what clothes suit you and what makes you feel really good. And it's that feeling that we're really trying to focus on today. So if you take your time and have a look at those, and are they similar shapes? You know, if it's three dresses that you've pulled out, are they similar shapes that flatter you? Or if it is three different outfits, do they all have a similar way of flattering your figure? So displaying the bits that you want to display and hiding the bits that you don't. So just have a think about that. And then once you've done that, the next thing I'd like you to do is then pull out three things that are super comfortable in your wardrobe, that basically just make you happy because they are so comfortable, because that is also very, very important. And it could be because they have an elasticated waist or are a really soft material, maybe like sort of velvety type trousers. But it's super important. And obviously, we're not all going to be super glamorous 24 hours a day. But that comfort factor is also a very important part of your wardrobe, and plays a very important role. Because for me, as much as I absolutely love dressing up every single day, and I do look at it very much almost as if I'm one of those paper dolls. If you ever had those when you were younger, you'd buy like a book with a paper doll in. And then this sounds really old. People would think, why do you want a paper doll? But it was a paper doll. But you also had loads of outfits that you could cut out and you could attach to the paper doll. But all these different outfits. So, you know, if I'm going to a restaurant or going shopping or wherever, I think outfits all the time, and I love outfits. Still my favorite outfit probably that I wear all week are my leggings and t-shirt. So it's not that I'm always dressed up to the nines. That is my sort of happy suit. So comfort is very, very important, is what I'm trying to say. So once you've pulled out your three comfortables, next I'd like you to build your confidence in how you feel about putting an outfit together. So say, for example, if you have a pair of black trousers, which most people do in their wardrobe, or maybe it's a navy pair. If you could pull that out, what I also want you to do is pick out three tops that go with those black trousers that you know go really well with them. And I think a lot of the time we think of black trousers as something for work. And to go with black trousers, you have to have a blouse, or a shirt if you're a man. But I wear black trousers quite a lot, casually, because you can wear them with a white T-shirt, you know, sort of like a fun white T-shirt. And, you know, if you wear it with a crossbody bag and some trainers or some flip-flops, then you're completely changing the way that they look. And I say quite often, if you're lucky, you know, your black trousers are normally the pair of trousers that really are quite flattering in your wardrobe. But yeah, so if you pull out the black trousers, and then I'd like you for the next 5 minutes or so to choose three tops that go with that. So that could be one jumper, one blouse and one T-shirt. And don't be frightened to be a bit daring. So if you do have some more colourful things in your wardrobe, which we all tend to have sort of one or two bits that don't really go with an awful lot in our wardrobe, but we just love the colour. But just explore that a little bit and try and keep an open mind and just explore how they fit with the black trousers and do they go? Because it can be quite surprising sometimes how different colours can go if you just try them together and try them on. Now, what I would also encourage you to do now as well, if you have time, is if you could also pull out, I'm probably wrecking your bedroom by now, but if you could pull out all of your shoes and lay those out as well. And also any handbags that you've got as well, because we really are playing dress up today. Because it's an important part of putting an outfit together, because if you have got a perfect pair of black trousers and you wear it like with a nice, say, peacock green jumper, and it looks lovely and you've got a nice maybe thin black belt to wear with them. If you then go putting a pair of brown shoes on with them, or some really sort of hideous shoes, or a hideous bag, the whole look is going to be taken down. So you do need to look at the outfit as a whole, even including your jewellery as well. So maybe get your jewellery out as well. But yeah, if you have time, if you could try on your black trousers and try on, say, one of your tops that you've chosen. But then also think about what bag would go nicely with that. And I say it doesn't always mean that you have to be matchy-matchy. In fact, some of the outfits that I've put together recently that I've actually put on my Instagram are quite surprising that they go together. And even though I love clothes, I don't always automatically know whether or not things will go together unless I try them on. So it's not that everyone's automatically got a knack for it. It's about trying it on and sort of trial and error with it. But yeah, what did I wear the other day? Oh, I'd got my faithful silver skirt on, which you'll see that a lot on Instagram if you have a look. But I actually wore a silver pleated skirt with a navy blue jumper and a red crossbody bag. And you really wouldn't think that that would go well together. But I think because the shade of the red matched the sort of shade of the blue, it was a navy blue. They were sort of from the same colour palette, so it just worked. So yeah, sometimes it's a case of just trying different things on. I do actually listen to Melissa Morrell, who has a YouTube channel, and she's a stylist. And one of her tips is everybody needs a friend. That's kind of her phrase. And all she means by that is if you've got a brown bag, you also need to have brown shoes. So that they need to come in pairs, your accessories. So if you've just got a random pair of green shoes on, that won't look styled. But if you wear sort of, you know, a red bag, you know, even if you just got red nail varnish, or maybe some red in your earrings, that will just help to tie everything together. But yeah, I love that. But yeah, for me, what I've done in the last few years is whenever I buy a new pair of shoes, I normally buy sort of a beige nude pair. So I've got sort of beige sandals, beige sort of gladiator sandals. I've got beige heels, beige diamante heels, and a lot of sort of neutrally colours, because what you tend to find is they will go with pretty much every single thing in your wardrobe, and it's really helpful. So that might be something to bear in mind as well. But yeah, I wouldn't wear sort of brown shoes with black trousers. I would always wear, you know, if you've got like a black mule or something like that, or a nude colour, you know, sort of shoe somewhere in there, or even a trainer, you know, if you've got quite a cool pair of trainers, or, you know, just a white pair of sort of plimsoll type trainers, they look nice as well. But yeah, just get yourself dressed and see how that all fits together and see how that sort of flatters your figure. And you can do things like, if you are a little bit conscious of your tummy, a lot of people now sort of half tuck in their tops. So, say if it's a jumper, you know, you sort of half tuck it in the area where you're happy with, maybe your waist. But if you want to cover up your tummy, just sort of loosen the jumper, loosen the fabric around that area. And just that simple trick can really make a difference in sort of covering up the bits that you don't want to show and showing off all the bits that you do want to show. And with styling as well, something simple as slightly rolling up a jumper, you know, so that you always show your wrists. That's just a simple styling technique that will always show off the slimmest parts of you. Just the same as showing your ankles, you know, by having a nude shoe or something like that. Again, can really help you to feel confident in what you're wearing. But what you can do as well is, if there are any other items in your wardrobe, say if you've got a pair of jeans or a skirt, practice that technique of choosing three tops that will go with it, because you'll start building your confidence, but also start building your outfits in your wardrobe. And what you can always do is buy one of these rails, which are quite inexpensive, one of these clothing rails, and just have some time to start putting your outfits together. So I say, like David Beckham, he plans his outfits a week in advance and puts them all out on a separate rail. But like I say, that's quite obsessive, but it is actually really fun to sort out your outfits, because what you'll probably find by doing that is you'll start looking forward to wearing them and you'll feel really good about wearing them, rather than just having your clothes in your wardrobe, almost sort of unforgotten and maybe feeling a little bit unloved. You could even hang your handbags on each of the hangers, you know, get your whole outfit together. But I say, your wardrobe is there to make you feel fantastic, and your wardrobe is a tool to build your self-confidence. And it doesn't matter what age you are, every day you deserve to feel confident and you deserve to love the clothes that you have, and just feel fab, you know, and comfortable. Because I'm sort of now, skin tight clothing for me, or uncomfortable clothing, is just something that I don't want to wear anymore, but I do want to feel great in what I wear. So just practicing a little bit, but putting a few things together. And Pinterest is fab for this as well, you know, to give you some ideas. Say if you do have a skirt that you've never been able to find a top for it, go on to Pinterest, just type in whatever brown skirt and, you know, or brown skirt looks, and it will just give you loads and loads of ideas. So I do swear by that. But then I think the final thing that you can do, once you have gone through your wardrobe, you've put together some outfits, you've got a far greater understanding of all the clothes that you own, and go through your drawers as well, any t-shirts that you've got in there. So the final stage is decluttering, which is always a joy. But for some reason with clothing, it can be quite difficult to let go of. And I think we've all got pieces in our wardrobe that we've kept for years that we hardly ever wear, if at all. You know, either, you know, our bodies have changed since we last wore them, or we can't find anything to go with them. For whatever reason, we just won't let these items go. But I can tell you that it's incredibly therapeutic when you do decide to let these things go, because it gives you room physically in your wardrobe so that you can see the clothes that flatter you, that look good, a lot clearer and a lot better. But again, it clears your mind space, and it's so healthy to let go of things that aren't serving you anymore, especially if it's an outfit that you used to wear but you feel differently now. That's probably making you feel quite bad hanging in your wardrobe. So be kind to yourself, get rid of that item, donate it to somebody, and think about all the new things that you're going to have. You know, and treat yourself sometimes to those key items. Like, we all need a bright white t-shirt that doesn't have to be expensive. You know, H&M have got loads at the moment and they're fab. You know, everybody needs a really comfortable pair of black trousers that flatter, that aren't skin tight, you know, that are a nice fit on you. You know, a great pair of jeans, which can take time to find, but once you've found them, they will serve you really, really well. you know, and then just some nice gym clothes or some nice clothes that you go out walking, you know, or if you're walking the dog all the time, just because you walk the dog, it doesn't mean that you have to look a bag of rags, you know, just get some nice, comfortable, you know, tracksuit bottoms or sort of flary trousers. Because I say it elevates your day and it elevates your way of thinking and you just feel great and we all deserve to feel that way. But yes, as I say, don't forget your jewellery either. So if you are wearing sort of beige or brownie tones, obviously wear your gold. But it is okay to mix gold and silver together or rose gold and silver, as long as you do it in a sort of intentional way. So for me, if I wear my gold rings and silver rings together, I will also wear a gold and silver bracelet, for example. But yeah, just have some fun. Get your jewellery out. You know, don't feel that you can only wear that for special occasions. I wear my jewellery every single day and it makes me very happy because when I'm driving, I just look at my hands and I see all these sparkly things and it's lovely. But yeah, so I hope you found some of those tips useful. And this is also very much what I will be doing when I do my one-to-ones with people. So if you are in Dubai, you know, and you are wanting to update your wardrobe, or if you struggle, because I think that struggle, it's such a shame to feel that way because we have to get dressed every day. But if you are somebody that you think, you know, I just don't know how to put an outfit together, or if you look at other people and think, you know, gosh, you look fab and she looks so confident, but you've got no idea how to do that for yourself. That is another thing that I do through Above the Clouds as well. So if you are in Dubai and you need my help, obviously I offer my Above the Clouds collections, but I also can look at your own wardrobe and we can do some of that, you know, lovely outfit sourcing in your wardrobe. So great fun. And I say, you deserve it. You know, you deserve to feel fabulous. So if that is something that you're interested in, if you go to abovethecloud.boutique, and if you just go to the one-to-ones section on there and yeah, book your slot or get somebody to book it for you, you know, as a birthday present or a treat. But as I say, there's lots of stuff to do with my outfits, putting outfits together and things like that on Instagram now, because I have changed the way that I do things a little bit. I've had a bit of a glow up. So yeah, my Instagram handle is Gainer Above the Clouds, if you want to take a look at that. And there's also a picture of my new office desk on there as well, if you fancied a nosy. But yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I hope it has been of use to you and that you will now step out feeling fabulous every single day. But yes, in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead and I'll see you next time. Bye for now. We'll be right back.